feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter.
And tonight on the Rita Cosby Show, boy, things are getting heightened in many parts of the globe. First off, Biden scolding the Prime Minister of Israel in a phone call today, saying that there better be an immediate ceasefire or else there's going to be a change of policy from America. This president is so weak. He is waffling all over the place, and this is how he's handling other issues, too. And this just epitomizes the way that this president is ready to sell out probably one of our greatest allies ever. Here is Israel that's fighting for its survival, and you have President Biden saying, you know what, we want you to stop everything now, and good luck, because I have an election in November, and I care more about Michigan and Minnesota and a number of locations where there are big Arab American populations. He came out and said he is one of the greatest allies ever of Israel. And now when push comes to shove, well, guess what? He is throwing them to the wolves. I say this is disgusting. Of all the different things that I have seen this president do, when it comes to foreign policy, he gets a zero. And remember when the whole thing happened with Afghanistan and there was a withdrawal in Afghanistan. And sadly, 13 of our U.S. soldiers, our servicemen and women, were killed at Abbey Gate when that suicide bomber from ISIS-K blew up. Remember, right outside the Abbey Gate. And then Biden said, well, they're going to have hell to pay. We're going to go after whoever was responsible for all of this. And they ended up hitting a car that had an aid worker and his family in it. And you never even heard Biden ever apologize whatsoever. Do I think they were intentionally trying to get somebody in a car that was an aid worker with kids and everything? No, it was the fog of war and it was horrible and it was an atrocious mistake. But it happens when people are in the height of war. And yet this administration basically did nothing at that time. It was like very little apologies, very little words, very little anything. They tried to kind of bury it. And in fact, at first, remember, they almost pretended like they had a good strike and they actually took out a terrorist who was responsible for killing Americans. And then guess what happened? Well, you know what? Then lo and behold, the details came out. But now that this has happened where Israel accidentally took out aid workers, and they are obviously, it was a big mistake, but they were there in the middle of a war zone and in the middle of a very, very dangerous situation. Seven of them, including one American. Obviously, it is horrible. It's deplorable. But it's not like they're intentionally trying to target people. And that is the way that Netanyahu is telling our president, listen, we're not trying to do this. We came out and apologized, they said, right away. And yet our president is crumbling like a little cookie. And how sad is that? That when the stakes could not be higher and Israel, again, who is one of our greatest allies, is surrounded in all different directions between Hezbollah and Hamas and everything else, this president is folding like a cheap suit. And how sad, because you know darn well he is doing it for politics. And this to me is a really sad day because not only did he apparently have this conversation with the Prime Minister of Israel, in addition to that, he also came out and telegraphed it. He told the world and told everybody that he scolded Israel. So he came out and said, I told them that if they do not have an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, well, guess what? Then U.S. policy very well could change. Hint, hint. Maybe military aid, maybe a whole bunch of other things. How sad and how pathetic and how dismal is our president when it comes to foreign policy and dealing with the bad guys. So what, you're telling Israel they got to sit back and what, be assaulted and attacked and brutalized by Hamas for now years and years to come? Because President Biden, you don't have the courage to stand by our great ally? This is shameful. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And here is Secretary of State Antony Blinken today making the announcement that he says it's U.S. in control of Israel, not Israel forming its own destiny.
An immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians, and to urge Prime Minister Netanyahu to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home.
And former UN Ambassador John Bolton earlier today on Katz and Cosby said it is obvious what Biden is doing now to one of our great allies.
Well, he is denying Israel the right to self-defense if he really carries through on this. We'll see. He's twisted himself. Biden has twisted himself into a pretzel. Even yesterday, the NSC spokesman John Kirby said Israel had the right and the responsibility in exercising its right of self-defense to eliminate the threat, that is to say, Hamas, which is the threat. But by saying you have to have a ceasefire, you're contradicting that right of self-defense.
Yeah, you are saying they don't have necessarily a right to self-defense and they should be in retreat. And that is not only dangerous for Israel, it is dangerous for the world. And so today, Fox News correspondent, this is the White House correspondent, Peter Doocy, was asking the spokesperson there for the National Security Council under Biden, John Kirby, well, isn't this like a big sea change in policy? And they don't even have the guts to admit that it clearly is. They're still trying to kind of waffle and have it both ways, which is even more dangerous. Listen to this exchange.
On October 7th, President Biden said, "My administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering." That is not true anymore, correct?
No, it is true. Still true today.
How is his support unwavering, but you're also reconsidering policy choices?
Both can be true.
They cannot be true. They're completely different things.
No. I'm sorry.
He is wavering.
No, come on.
How is he not wavering?
Come on now. As I said, and as it says in that readout, we made clear, and he made it clear to the Prime Minister in his call, that our support for Israel's self-defense remains ironclad. They face a range of threats, and the United States isn't going to walk away from helping Israel defend itself. That said, you can say all that, and you can act on that, and you can believe that, and the president does, and still believe that the manner in which they are defending themselves against the Hamas threat needs to change.
They are trying to have it both ways, and that's very dangerous in a part of the world where they are surrounded by terrorists. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Mike. Mike, your thoughts about all this.
Hey, Rita. Well, it doesn't surprise me, you know, with Biden and his cohorts, that he's more concerned about November and Election Day than he is about, you know, doing what has to be done with Israel and giving them a time period. You know, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. But that's typical. And a couple of weeks ago, I said, Rita, and you just used that word, you know, the Waffle House is a staple down here. They should take a picture of Joe Biden, you know, meditating on an ice cream cone melting in front of the Waffle House. Outrageous.
It is outrageous. Okay, and dangerous, too, Mike. And you're right. They're flipping and flopping like the pancakes there at Waffle House. And that's a sad place to be, especially when you're dealing with these kind of people. That is a very bad place to be. Great points, my friend. Let's go to Al. Al, your thoughts about all of this.
Yeah, hi, Rita. Thank you for taking my call. You know, Netanyahu is the longest serving prime minister in the state of Israel. He's getting attacked from all sides, from the Biden administration. Within the state of Israel, there's calls for early elections. But I personally hope Netanyahu stays the course. I think he's the best person to continue leading Israel, because anybody who possibly could succeed him is just going to cave. And Netanyahu's interest have always been the state of Israel to stay strong, because they're surrounded by enemies.
Yeah, and listen, Netanyahu lost his brother at, remember the famous raid on Entebbe years ago, you know? I mean, that very famous moment. He understands the stakes, and I truly do believe that he loves Israel. I've spoken to Netanyahu a number of times.
Yes. Wow.
And he is clearly somebody who loves this country and understands national security and understands America's place, you know, in the world, too, and wants to not only take out Hamas and Hezbollah, but especially fight the terrorists, not just for them, but he understands that they're coming to a city near us. If they go through Israel, guess what? That part of the world will be a hotbed even more for terrorism. And that's a scary place to be. And that's what's so dangerous, I think, Al, about this is, first of all, this president has been so flip-floppy on so many of these issues. He's been so waffly. And how sad at this point where they are literally fighting for their survival. And you got an emboldened Iran. You've got Hezbollah. You've got Hamas. You've got, you know, China, you got Russia. There was a report just recently that Russian nuclear submarine was firing missiles in sort of a training exercise as they're dealing with everything going on with the Ukraine. I mean, you've got all of these different things happening, all these bad actors kind of all banding in together. And this is the time where you don't buckle for your ally. You say, listen, I think about early on, had this president had half the set of cojones that, say, Trump had, you know, and Trump, if in this position, all I can think about is if it was like a Trump at the helm at this moment, he would have said, you know what? Don't you dare think of touching the hair of an Israeli ever again. We want all the hostages back. That's the only way you're going to get any aid into your community. That's the only way you're going to get this. This president has done the opposite. He's been scolding Israel, and he has not been condemning Hamas. And imagine if he had done in the very beginning and said, you know what? We want every single hostage released, including the Americans. They still have some Americans now. And we don't even know if they're alive or dead. You know, and I pray they're all coming home safe and sound. But you know what? This president never used the leverage. He never early on condemned it and said the only way you're going to get anybody is if you get every single hostage out. Think about how different that would have been. But this part of the world does not respect this president, and his actions don't deserve respect with the way he has handled Israel. It is shameful. And to do this to one of our greatest allies that's about to be cornered in every different direction, and after they got slaughtered on October 7th, it is one of the most disgraceful, I think, activities. That and his pullout of Afghanistan. This speaks volumes of what a poor leader he is, not just to America, but to the world. We're going to continue your calls after the break, everybody. 1-800-848-9222. And you're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
The Rita Cosby Show. It's the Rita Cosby Show.
Well, everybody is watching and looking to see what is the U.S. going to do. And not only did they publicly threaten one of their greatest allies in the world, Israel, while they're fighting for their sheer survival, they also put out that there's a timetable, because the reporters today were saying, when do you want to see these changes from Israel? What are you doing here, President Biden? When do you want to see it? He said, well, maybe in a couple of hours, maybe in a couple weeks. That was the message from the White House. That is a stunning comment. In other words, get your butt in gear, Israel, or else U.S. may try to cut off aid, because guess what? I care more about politics and the election than your country's survival. That to me is a really sad testament and speaks volumes of this president's character. And listen today again, this is Secretary of State Antony Blinken publicly scolding Israel. And I don't hear him scolding Hamas, do you?
Here's the current reality in Gaza. Despite important steps that Israel has taken to allow assistance into Gaza, the results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Well, I contend the way you just spoke to our greatest ally is completely unacceptable. That speaks volumes of you and how you are not going to be there if our allies in the world need you, especially as they are dealing with literal uncertainty of their future. And they've got so many bad actors in this part of the world. And here is our president waffling and bending like a cheap suit. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Robert, line one. Robert, your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, on October 7th, you had genocide took place. 1,200 people got killed, Israelis. You know, the worst horrific rapes and brutality against babies and women and men, and it's just horrific. They still didn't release the hostages. They had a baby, Kefir Bibas, 9 months old, taken hostage, and his brother, Ariel Bibas, I think he was around 4 years old. They still haven't released the hostages, and Israel has a right to defend itself. Yeah, every country in the world, you don't hear any criticism, any of the countries in the world. It's China with the Uyghurs, or Haiti, the atrocity going on in Haiti, the horrific situation there. All throughout the world. And the United States is giving aid either directly or indirectly to almost every country in the world, whether it's NATO, or lowering the price of oil, or directly. But only Israel could they try to find fault with. Now, Mark Levin had mentioned that the United States a few years back in Afghanistan also made a similar mistake, okay?
Yes, yes.
The mistakes could happen. Now, Schumer, shame on Schumer. About a few weeks ago, he gave that horrific speech on the floor. And then recently, he wouldn't even let Netanyahu speak to the Democrat conference, but he was able to speak to the Senate Republican conference. And today, Bibi Netanyahu, he tweeted out that he had spoken with the Republican congressional delegation, not the Democrat. So the Democrats have basically declared war, like represented by Majority Leader Schumer and President Biden, have basically declared war on Israel. These people, Israel has been attacked no different than the Holocaust. These people are as bad as Nazi sympathizers. What they're doing to the state of Israel, it's absolutely horrific what Schumer did and what Biden is doing. And they, like you said, the two-state solution, you have Minnesota and Michigan, that's a two-state solution, but it's not working. And any Jewish person who votes, or any person of conscience who votes for this Biden or the Democrats, I mean, there's only no only exception I can think of is Fetterman, the neurological person in Pennsylvania.
But you know what? You're right. Fetterman seems to be the voice of reason these days. He's been the best one there on the Democratic side. And you're right. To me, it is unbelievable. They are throwing Israel under the bus.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, which does so much to combat human trafficking and to instill faith and values of the family. And be sure to check them out, GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God. And this powerful story coming from Kansas City, Missouri, where just a little bit ago, two detectives, Detective Lauren Montgomery and also Brett Usari, were leaving the University Health Hospital after conducting interviews when they came upon a family in trouble. They spotted the family just outside of the emergency entrance of the hospital. The parents say what they were doing was they were just frantic at that time. They were extremely engaged in a harrowing situation that their baby was dealing with. Well, one of the detectives stepped up to help, and the parents immediately handed her their child. At that point, the other detective rushed into the healthcare facility to get help. And the other one outside was administering life-saving measures to the baby, who was choking and not breathing. The back blows administered by one of the detectives created a strong vibration and pressure in the baby's airway, which is often enough to dislodge an infant's blockage, allowing them to breathe again. Well, Montgomery was successful in dislodging an unspecified object from the baby's airway, and then the baby suddenly began crying and gasping for air. Good sounds, meaning that they got it out. Now, in the intervening weeks since this happened, the Kansas City Police Department reports now that the baby has been fully recovered since the incident and that the detectives did a heroic and great job, that their exceptional life-saving work and their ongoing service to the community make them both standouts in the police department. Bravo to these great, great detectives who acted so quickly and also who immediately knew what to do and to save this beautiful little baby's life. What a great story. Well, if you listen to the people in Israel, they are saying clearly they do not want to harm civilians. We were just talking about the strike that happened. Yes, they feel terrible. You could tell they have come out and said that they deeply regret this strike on an aid convoy. And it was seven people that were killed, including one American. But also, let's juxtapose this. Al and I were just talking when Al called in a little bit ago that what happened when Biden hit that aid worker, remember, it was an aid worker with kids in a vehicle. And that was right after they said they were trying to get the ISIS-K suicide bomber who killed Americans. And then they didn't admit it for weeks upon weeks upon weeks. So who is the Biden administration to tell Israel how to handle war mistakes? And also, where is President Biden putting his foot down? I think about in the early days, had he put his foot down also with the protesters? Maybe we wouldn't have seen these disgusting anti-Israel protests taking place on campuses around the country. But no, he didn't put his foot down on that. He also doesn't put his foot down in terms of release the hostages or else. He has been like a bystander in this entire process. And that has really not just hurt Israel, but hurt world peace. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And here is Antony Blinken earlier today saying that Israel has to hurry up and get more aid into Gaza or else.
President Biden spoke a short while ago with Prime Minister Netanyahu. The leaders discussed the situation in Gaza. The president emphasized that the strikes on humanitarian workers and the overall humanitarian situation are unacceptable. He made clear the need for Israel to announce a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. He made clear that U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps.
So putting Israel to the test as opposed to Hamas. And I wish our leaders had one tenth of a spine as somebody like Ambassador John Bolton. Listen to what he said is the message clearly that this president should be saying.
And let's be clear on one other thing. When Hamas abuses its own civilian population, when it uses them as human shields, that is a war crime. You're not permitted to do that under the law of armed conflict. So while everybody rants and raves about what Israel's doing, how about we look at what Hamas has done from the beginning of this, from October 7th, not only brutalizing the people in Israel, brutalizing its own people to save itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And yet this president hasn't done anything to actually separate good Palestinians from those who support Hamas. And saying, let's all rally against these horrible terrorists. He's done nothing to actually enforce that and also to cause the release of the hostages. If anything, he is perpetuating this with this waffling. He's emboldening. Hamas is loving this today. This is like a PR gift to Hamas, what he just did, because it's showing that the relationship right now between U.S. and Israel is waffling because of this president. And Hamas is saying, bravo. We're making some headway. Just keep going. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Larry. Larry, your thoughts.
Rita, I got news for you. You know, this strike on these aid workers, that was probably caused by Biden. I'll tell you how.
Yeah, how?
Because Biden's been taking pot shots at Israel. This isn't just happened today. It's not today. This has been going on for weeks already. It's been building up. And these international aid organizations, along with the United Nations, okay, they're trying to manhandle Israel. They're trying to take over Gaza and show they don't have to defer to Israel. But as far as I know, all the aid has to go through the IDF. The IDF has to monitor all aid incoming into the into Gaza so that Hamas does not benefit. Hamas is the enemy. You're not allowed to aid and abet the enemy. So they've been trying to basically manhandle Israel and take it over themselves. And under cover of what Biden has been doing and Blinken has been doing, these aid workers figured, we'll take the liberty. We're not going to consult the IDF. We'll just go in ourselves. But these IDF guys have been instructed, you take them out because the hostages are being starved, soldiers are dying, and they might be sending this aid to Hamas. Hamas might be confiscating this food. So because Biden emboldened these international organizations to try to bypass Israel with his rhetoric, say, oh, we're under the protection of the United States, he probably got them killed. Look, he got everybody else killed in Afghanistan. This guy has a track record for effing up, for screwing up. What makes you think he didn't get these people killed?
Well, I hear what you're saying, because I do think you're right. He's sort of created this crisis by what you're saying. On the other hand, I don't believe that they were intentionally targeting these aid workers. I think where you were going, but where I slightly disagree, I think that they were probably not sure. Were they aid workers? I believe they probably had information that they were part of Hamas. Because guess what? Hamas has been taking a lot of the aid, as we suggested, and they've been going under, using different aid trucks. They've been using ambulances. They've been doing all this other stuff. So they probably thought that this was sort of part of the parcel. I do not believe that they would have intentionally hit an aid truck convoy if they really believed that it was part of this sort of Jose Andres food kitchen. Remember the World Food Kitchen? I don't think they ever would have done it had they known that. But I think they deeply suspected, like you said, that these were indeed people maybe tied to Hamas. I don't think there's any evidence of that, but I think you can understand why they thought that, just like you said, because they're in the middle of this crisis, in the middle of war, and who knows what direction they were headed or who they were heading in and what intel they got. Let's see where the information is. But you know what's interesting, Larry? The fact that this administration came out so quickly and condemned Israel. And we hearken back, you brought up Afghanistan, because you're right, he does have a habit of blanking up all the time. I'll give you that. Who is it? Robert Gates. Remember, the former defense secretary said that Biden was consistent, that he was on the wrong side of history of every foreign policy decision that he knows of in the last, I think it's like 40, 50 years. So I agree with you on that. But I think in this particular case, you think back to Afghanistan, where President Biden, remember, they were like trying to act all big and bad. And they said, oh, it doesn't matter. Even if we pull out of Afghanistan, we'll still have eyes in the sky and we can still target like micromanage. We can look at a license plate from thousands of miles away. We'll get them. Don't worry that we pull out. And then the first strike that they do, that they claim is payback to get the suicide bomber, and they brag that they got the suicide bomber, turns out they get an aid worker with kids in a car. And then they didn't even want to admit it. Remember, it was, I remember the briefings over and over again at the Pentagon. They were asking, hey, what about this? Did you really get an ISIS? Well, we're evaluating. We're looking at the details. They wouldn't even admit it. So this is like so shameful for an administration that has made so many mistakes that have cost, I agree, so many lives. And I'll go one step further, Larry, because tonight I'm mad. I think about if this president had a spine and he handled Ukraine, the situation in Ukraine, and said to Russia on the other side, when it was amassing tens of thousands of troops on the other side of the border, and he actually picked up the phone and called Putin and said, Putin, don't you dare step into Ukraine. And then you realize today, Larry, he has still not given Ukraine the F-16s that they need to fight the war. So he is prolonging the war in Ukraine, and now he is throwing Israel under the bus. That is so dangerous. He is not doing anything to really help our allies decisively, and he's not doing anything to give them a strategy to win. And that is so, so dangerous. Your thoughts, Lair?
Okay. Either way, what you were saying before, whether Israel intentionally targeted or they didn't, the point of the matter is he's been meddling, and he's been taking these people under the false assumption that the United States has their back when Israel is in the midst of fighting for their existence. So he caused it. Now, there's another aspect going on here. And basically, these hostages are starving. And, you know, the Nazis, with their main tactic for killing Jews was called wastage. Their plan was that the Jews were going to die of starvation in the camps. That was the main form of killing, passive killing, starvation. So what they're practicing now, Hamas is taking after the Nazis, and Biden is saying, take your sweet time and negotiate, okay? Let the hostages starve. This is an urgent rescue mission, and Biden is holding it up. So in other words, he's supporting what the Nazis did to the Jews in World War II, okay? And my final statement is that Biden, what you were saying about Ukraine and everything, Biden could have been helping the world, the United States, better had he just stayed out of the White House, okay? That's the way he could have helped more the situation. He would have helped more by just not being president.
Yeah, I agree. It has been so much more harm than good. And if he just shut up and didn't like waffle and didn't like play off politics, it seems, in every single different direction. This is disgraceful tonight. Larry, thank you. Let's go to Stan. Stan, your thoughts.
Is that guy off? That guy? That idiot?
Stan, go ahead.
Let's get something straight here, warriors here, that you all know. You know, I understand exactly what the president is doing. I don't like it, but I understand what he's doing.
Well, enlighten us.
Well, May, you need enlightenment, that's for sure. But the point is this. This is a no-win situation now and in the future, as I could see it. Israel is going in, and they're going to keep going. Hamas has moved to other countries and so forth. There's going to be a point where they have to stop. It's just reality. I mean, the damages that are going on. Here's the point. Do we want American troops in Israel? Because that's going to happen if this doesn't stop up to a point. I want the Hamas out, killed, destroyed. But there comes a point where you can go so far and no farther. The question is, it is Netanyahu who is making that decision, and he has a right to make it. But he is also playing some politics in this to his own benefit, and I don't blame him. He has to answer to his country and to the people. Survival? Absolutely. Kill these rat bastards any way you can. But there's more to this in this situation. The president has to say these things.
No, he doesn't. No,
yes,
he doesn't.
He doesn't. He has to
no,
say
No, he doesn't.
It. He may not mean it, but look.
Sadly,
he's going to give him weapons.
Sadly, I think he does mean it, Stan.
No,
and
No.
Oh, Stan, that is the most ridiculous comment I've ever heard.
We said a lot of things.
By the way, Stan, you and I agree. I don't think anybody wants to see American troops on the ground there in Israel. I agree.
Well, I'm listening to a lot on this program.
I agree. No,
that's where it's...
No, that's not where we're going. Actually,
oh,
by the way,
yeah.
Hang on
that's
one second. Stan, I will agree with you. The way that Biden has caused this and handled it.
He did not cause this situation.
He's causing this
moment.
Come on,
wake up.
Stan, hang on one second. Stan.
What are you talking about?
This moment is by Biden's... I am talking about this policy moment. This is coming from his mouth. This is what he's telling Netanyahu. This policy moment by this president.
Hold up.
Saying give up. He's saying give up.
That's how you see it. No.
Guess what? No, he is saying...
He's saying
ceasefire. He's saying, I want an immediate ceasefire. Basically, you have hours or days, or else you may see a change
Netanyahu
in U.S. policy.
Netanyahu is
threatening the country. That is saying, you know what? That's what he's saying publicly. Who knows? You don't know if privately he's saying, we're not going to give you this. We're not going to give you that.
You don't know what he's saying.
I know what he's saying publicly, and that's dangerous enough. I understand English, which is obviously...
I understand
which
it
is
too.
Obviously a little
war.
Bit more than you understand, Stan, because right now at this moment, Israel, and you understand this, is I know that you're a supporter of Israel, and at this moment Israel is fighting for its survival. And what do we have? We have a president who is waffling. And I contend nobody wants to see this dragged out or any of this stuff, but they do want to see Israel successful in getting rid of Hamas. And had this president had a spine from day one, and had he say, listen, we want to get all the hostages out, we want to get them out tomorrow and or else. He never did that. Never did that. Guess what? Maybe Israel would have been done with Hamas by now. You know what? So I do blame the president. Go ahead, Stan.
Rita, as far as the hostages are concerned, I don't know if you'll agree with me. I think that's a dead issue. I don't think they're
I don't
ever
you
come
never
out.
Give up. You never give up.
I know you never give up. I'm for that. But he's going all the way, Netanyahu, and he's going to go kill. And either they're going to kill the hostages or they're already dead. I mean, I can't see. I hope there are hostages left. But in a situation like this, you go all the way. But there has to come a point when the. But did you hear what he also said, Netanyahu, about Iran? I think he said that's next on his list or something. I think he made a statement to that regard.
Well, because they're the head of the spine. And listen, Iran is also coming out. There's inclinations. There was a CIA report that came out that the CIA is getting intel that Iran is gearing up to do payback. Because remember, Israel took out the two generals that were tied to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So things are getting really, really tough. But Stan, I contend, had the president done it much more aggressively, more steadfast, and more powerfully, and also held Hamas to account, maybe Israel might have already been done by now. And sadly, we are waffling, and this is a dangerous place to be. But Stan, I love you anyway. 1-800-848-9222.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about more details about those gun-toting migrant squatters in New York City. Remember, there were eight of them in a house full of drugs and guns and many, many prior arrests. So we're going to talk about that and also details about crime, more of these sucker punches that are going on as President Biden is essentially sucker punching Israel, sadly, right now. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Judith. Judith, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. The gall of Biden and the stinking Blinken, the two of them are so corrupt. They're like birds of a feather. You can go find out about all what Blinken's all about. And he's a puppet on a string, and Biden, too, and George Soros is running the show. And they really want to destroy this country. They want to destroy Israel. They tried to destroy a few other countries. Find out. But let me tell you something. Hamas, not from October 7, Hamas sent rockets into Israel. And every one out of three rockets would fall on their own civilians, injuring and killing them. No one says a word. And you remember, Rita, the NFL player Hillman? You know he was killed? By friendly fire. And
no, you're right. You're right. And you know what? You're right that Hamas never takes responsibility for what they're doing.